This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After the market closes this aft, we'll learn about profits and losses at the credit card company Visa. The signs are positive. Visa checkout using your phone to pay has 20 million enrolled, but there's fierce competition, as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Everywhere you want to be got a lot bigger with the internet, and Visa's not a credit card and processing company anymore. Bill Hardikoff is CEO of LowCards.com.
We're able to pay with mobile payments. We're able to pay with smart devices. So Visa are trying to make sure that they get a piece of all of those transactions.
He says Visa's not the only game in town, but they've been around for a while, and their brand is recognizable worldwide. Jim Senegal is a financial services analyst at Morningstar. He says mobile services are an opportunity for growth, but there are others outside of the traditional consumer-to-business model.
The government could conceivably send your tax return back to you through a Visa card. You have business-to-business payments. Areas like healthcare, not an area where traditionally cards process a lot of payments. That's somewhere they'd like to get into.
He says Visa could also partner with tech companies who want to compete in the space. That's because Visa knows a lot more about regulatory rules and dealing with banks around the world than most startups. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.